There is late word on the fate of a controversial statue of former Philadelphia Mayor Frank Rizzo, which has been mothballed the past 5 years. WHYY's Tom McDonald joins us live. Tom?
It's called deaccessioning, which means the city's art commission approved returning the Frank Rizzo statue back to the group that gave it to the city in the first place. The group now will take that statue, clean it up, and relocate it somewhere within the city limits. Attorney Michael Minsky.
We're going to have it refurbished, cleaned up. We've had it looked at by the artist. He gave us some recommendations in terms of how to do that. In terms of where the statue is going to go, it's a little bit of a difficult situation in that the statue is Frank Rizzo coming down steps. So the base of the statue requires some sort of structure resembling step.
Well, at this point, we don't know where it's going to go. Jody Della Barbara is head of the Rizzo Memorial Committee. She's very pleased.
It's a triumph for the people of Philadelphia, for his family, for his followers, and just in general, for what's right.
Mayor Jim Kenney had the statue removed in 2020 following protests over the killing of George Floyd by police in Minneapolis. And now it will be back somewhere in the city. We don't know where. We don't know when. Mary?
All right, Tom McDonald, thanks so much for joining us live. The Pennsylvania Senate advanced a $47.5 billion state budget last night, approving a two-year transportation plan to fund SEPTA and repair roads. However, the legislation is opposed by Democrats because it would pull money they say is earmarked for necessary system and safety upgrades. Democrats also say the proposal would do little to stave off expected fare increases for SEPTA riders. The legislation now goes back to the state house, where it is not currently expected to pass. Checking sports, Reds knocked in 6 runs last night to beat the Phillies 6-1. You're listening to WHYY.